Imagine discovering entire online communities dedicated to hating half the human population. Communities where thousands of men gather daily to share tactics for manipulating women, celebrate violence against them, and even worship mass murderers who targeted women. This isn't dystopian fiction, it's our reality. Laura Bates' groundbreaking investigation into the manosphere began when she noticed teenage boys increasingly parroting identical misogynistic talking points during her school visits. Alarmed, she spent a year immersing herself in these dark corners of the internet, documenting a growing movement that has already claimed dozens of lives. What makes this phenomenon particularly disturbing is how invisible it remains to most people. When Elliot Roger murdered 6 people in California after explicitly stating his intention to punish women for rejecting him sexually, media coverage consistently downplayed his misogynistic motivation, describing him merely as disturbed, rather than acknowledging his extremist ideology. This pattern continues with each new attack. We refuse to name misogynistic terrorism for what it is, even when the perpetrators themselves proudly declare their motives. Why does this matter? Because what festers in these online spaces doesn't stay there. These ideologies are seeping into mainstream discourse, influencing how men view women in everyday interactions, and creating a pipeline to radicalization that has deadly consequences. Women are evil, soulless creatures who deserve to suffer. This belief forms the cornerstone of incel, involuntarily celibate ideology. In these communities, mass killers like Elliot Roger are worshipped as saints, with "go ER" becoming shorthand for violence. Yet many incels are simply lonely men seeking answers. Their usernames, "ugly creep," "ugly as fuck," "fat virgin guy," reflect profound insecurity. Many posts are cries for help from men feeling inadequate against masculine stereotypes, with adolescents particularly vulnerable to these misogynistic views. Once embedded in communities that provide belonging, leaving becomes difficult as identity becomes tied to incel status. The danger extends beyond potential violence to thousands whose attitudes toward women are being warped. These spaces exploit legitimate male pain, loneliness, rejection, insecurity, transforming it into hatred instead of healing, reinforcing harmful gender stereotypes. While incels despair of ever having sex, pickup artists, PUAs, pursue it relentlessly, both viewing women as objects. The industry evolved from Eric Weber's 1970s guide to Neil Strauss's The Game, growing into a multi-million-dollar empire of boot camps and courses. These seminars teach disturbing techniques like persistent pursuit despite resistance. In 2014, guru Owen Cook described what amounted to rape to students, while PUA Darius Velizeta, Roosh V, published a proposal to make rape legal on private property, later claiming it was satirical. Despite backlash against figures like Julian Blank, who was denied entry to several countries for grabbing women's throats on video, the industry thrives, with boot camps selling for up to $3,950. The industry's genius lies in rebranding when criticized. Blank launched Transformation Mastery courses, claiming personal growth, while Velizeta released Lady, supposedly helping women find relationships. They repackage toxic manosphere ideas for mainstream consumption, moving these ideologies from obscure forums to public spaces. The manosphere's most dangerous figures bridge fringe and mainstream platforms, smuggling extremist ideology behind reasonable debate while maintaining deniability through coded language. They hide behind irony and satire. The Daily Stormer's style guide reveals, "The unindoctrinated should not be able to tell if we are joking or not. This is obviously a ploy, and I actually do want to gas Jews." Public intellectuals have mainstreamed these ideologies. Jordan Peterson exemplifies this academic legitimization with his 2 million YouTube followers, 80% male. He promotes traditional gender stereotypes with scholarly credibility, arguing biological differences determine gender roles, mirroring incel fatalism. This pipeline targets vulnerable young men at impressionable ages. A lonely teenager seeking dating advice might start with innocent confidence-building videos before algorithms expose them to increasingly extreme content. YouTube's algorithm functions as one of the most powerful radicalizing instruments of the 21st century, prioritizing engagement over safety. Have you noticed how quickly recommendations change after watching just a couple videos? Now imagine being a confused 14-year-old boy trying to understand why girls don't like you.
Violence against women is epidemic, with over a third of women worldwide experiencing physical/sexual violence and 137 women killed daily by family members. The manosphere both emerges from this inequality and represents a backlash against efforts to address it. Many mass shooters and terrorists, including Rashid Redouin, Khalid Massoud, and Omar Mateen, have histories of domestic violence. Studies show at least 22 mass shootings since 2011 involved perpetrators who previously abused women, and in 54% of mass shootings, victims included intimate partners. Media coverage typically downplays white male violence while amplifying Muslim attackers. White perpetrators receive sympathetic framing focused on mental health, while Muslim attackers are labeled evil. This bias extends to the justice system, which rarely charges white supremacist attackers as terrorists. The manosphere's ideology mirrors domestic abuse dynamics. Both establish control through violence. Recognizing domestic abuse as a warning sign could prevent both women's murders and mass killings. Women serve as canaries in the coal mine, yet we've normalized their deaths so thoroughly we miss the alarm they sound.
Like a parasite with delayed symptoms, manosphere ideology infiltrates minds before causing harm. Addressing online misogyny requires multiple approaches. We must recognize misogynistic extremism as terrorism. Counterterrorism strategies address Islamic extremism and neo-Nazism, but rarely mention misogyny, despite killers like Alec Manassian explicitly describing themselves as radicalized by incel forums. Prevention comes through education that inoculates boys with critical thinking skills, addresses gender stereotypes, and promotes healthy relationships. Parents and teachers must understand online youth culture and recognize red flag terms like red pill or SJW. Law enforcement and platforms need better responses to online threats, as countless go unpunished despite existing laws. Vulnerable men need alternatives to the belonging the manosphere offers, creating meaningful offline spaces and addressing rigid masculine stereotypes reduces extremist recruitment. One school successfully tackled misogyny through comprehensive intervention, combining student councils, staff training, stereotype discussions, anti-harassment measures, and parent education, proving that addressing this extremism is achievable. The relentless barrage of online abuse feels like drowning in slow motion while nobody sees the water. During my research, I discovered forum discussions fantasizing about raping and murdering me. Despite fears of triggering more threats, exposing this problem became an act of resistance against forces that thrive in darkness. The manosphere harms not only women, but also the men and boys it claims to help, trapping them in cycles of hatred that prevent genuine connection. The solution starts with recognition, naming misogynistic terrorism, holding platforms accountable, creating better pathways for struggling men, and challenging rigid gender stereotypes. This isn't about demonizing men, it's about freeing them from toxic ideologies that promise salvation but deliver only hatred. When you hear a young man use terms like red pill or express views dehumanizing women, don't dismiss it as harmless venting. It could be the first step on a dangerous path.